Ukraine security issue.
On the April 11th, the 47th day of Russia's war against Ukraine, Russian forces continued to shell and bomb peaceful Ukrainian cities and gear up for a massive assault on Donbas. Cities and villages in the Luhansk, Donetsk, Kherson, Mykolaiv and Kharkiv regions continued to suffer from Russian bombs, shells and missiles. The General Staff of the Ukrainian Armed Forces reported as many as 66 artillery and missile strikes on Kharkiv recorded since Sunday night, which caused numerous civilian casualties. Oleg Sinegubov, head of the Kharkiv Region Military Administration, also reported the active use of delayed action bombs which detonate when touched. The Russians also targeted populated locations and civilian infrastructure in the Dnipropetrovsk region using long-range missiles, the report said. Addressing the South Korean parliament on Monday, President Volodymyr Zelensky warned of an imminent large-scale Russian offensive in the east of Ukraine and appealed to South Korea for urgent supplies of weapons, saying that Russian aggression threatens other nations as well.
Це війна Росії не просто на підкорення України, це тільки перший крок.
Russia's war doesn't only aim to break Ukraine, it's only the first step. First, Russia aims to tear apart and destroy our state, to destroy everything that makes us Ukrainians as nation. Its next target is Europe, and then it will go further to Asia. In the occupied Ukrainian cities and villages, the Russian invaders hunt first of all for teachers, people working for the defense and critical sectors, activists and journalists, all those who educate Ukrainians and promote the national idea. They abduct and kill such people. They act consciously. It's an order and it's all part of Russia's tactics. Ukraine is where Russia started. The next steps in its plan are aimed at enslaving and exterminating other nations, said Volodymyr Zelensky. Mass public actions in support of Ukraine are taking place across the world, with calls upon governments and the international community for more resolve in helping Ukraine to stop the aggressor. Participants remind about the atrocities committed by the Russian military in Bucha and other Ukrainian cities, towns and villages. Every Sunday, public actions in support of Ukraine take place in the center of Vienna, says one of the organizers, Arena.
Ми не маємо давати право забути про Україну. Виходьте на вулиці, вас мають чути.
We have no right to forget about Ukraine. Take to the streets. There must be more of you so are seen and heard. Send clear messages to your local authorities, your governments. That's the only way for us to help Ukraine overcome. It's our front line too, and we must hold the line, said Arena. According to the United Nations, as of April 9th, Russia's war against Ukraine had taken a formidable toll of 1,793 civilian lives, and 2,439 civilians had been wounded or injured. The real figures, however, are much higher and growing as Russian troops kill more and more civilians each day, and more bodies are recovered in liberated towns and villages, revealing the hideous truth of the invaders' atrocities. Chernihiv was one of the first Ukrainian cities to bear the brunt of the Russian army's initial assault. Russian troops devastated dozens of towns and villages around Chernihiv and killed thousands of civilians. But the city withstood and the attackers suffered disastrous losses. According to Mayor General Viktor Nikoluk, hero of Ukraine, who defended Chernihiv, mobile crematoriums were spotted traveling from village to village. Dead bodies of Russian soldiers were burned there, and when the Russians were fleeing, they just left their dead ones behind, General Nikoluk said.
що армія, яка набагато менша, в десятки разів, показала, що якщо ти захищаєш свою державу, що ти захищаєш свою державу.
Our army, being outnumbered by the enemy forces by dozens of times, has demonstrated that the one who defends his home, his country, is more charged to win than the one who only comes to seize, steal and loot. They have no moral principles at all. They even don't give a damn about their own soldiers. If these get killed, more will arrive, said General Viktor Nikoluk. Since invading Ukraine, the Russian army has lost almost 20,000 troops. But the losses don't stop Putin. He can only be stopped by weapons and sanctions. To beat off the looming Russian offensive in the east of Ukraine, the decision to supply Ukraine with heavy weapons must be made within days, not weeks, EU foreign policy chief Josep Borrell said after visiting Ukraine last week. Meanwhile, the Ukrainian Foreign Ministry warns that the Kremlin is preparing provocations aimed at disrupting arms supplies to Ukraine. Their troll factory could send emails and spam commands with disinformation about Ukraine to journalists and politicians, said Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba. Since the Russians invaded Ukraine, they have damaged or destroyed at least 166 cultural monuments, according to Culture and Information Policy Minister Oleksandr Tkachenko. He said that the reported number of damaged or destroyed cultural monuments is not final, as long as it's impossible to document the extent of damage and losses in the temporarily occupied areas. Currently, Tkachenko said, the ministry is negotiating with Western partners on establishing a joint fund for restoration of Ukraine's cultural heritage. Oleksandr Tkachenko also said that more than 100 world institutions had severed cultural ties with Russia.